God wants to bless you with inspired ideas and open doors of opportunity for you. Today, Kenneth shares how you can enjoy all that God has provided and be free to bless others. You'll also hear encouraging testimonies about God's supernatural favor coming up on today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. 2 Corinthians 8, 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit, or to know, of the grace of God. Underline grace of God. In fact, go through your Bible and underline it every time you find it and underline it in red or something that'll stand out to you. Moreover, brethren, we do you to know of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy, you see the word joy there? The Lord just spoke to us about that, didn't he? Now, that was the grace that was bestowed upon them, was the grace of joy. And their deep poverty. So you in deep poverty, you need some joy. And the grace of joy came on these people in the meetings that they were having together with the Apostle Paul and his team. This is, look here, verse 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 graces in verse 7. One of them, now, there's a sixth one that they didn't know anything about. See, they never heard of this grace. Well, he showed it to them, and this one will make you rich. Now, let's go on to the 9th chapter. You need to read this without the word chapter and 9. That was put in there later. You read down, and he's still talking about this thing. He's still talking about to the church at Corinth what happened in Macedonia. Now look what he said. And God is able to make all grace. Whoa. We just found out what 7 graces will do for you. All grace. One afternoon I was praying, and he said, the thing that I can do that is abundantly beyond all you can ask or think is to make all grace abound towards you. He said, you can't even conceive of what all grace is. Well, I'm ready to try, aren't you? Amen. I know I got 7 of them anyway. Amen. Now look what. Hey, look, listen, look here. Your God and your Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God does not want you depending on anybody else but Him. No government, no family member, no job, no education. He wants you dependent on nobody but Him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No human being can take care of you the way He has it planned for you.
Hallelujah.
It's exceeding abundantly beyond all you can ask or think. And it's according to the power of God that works within you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. A janitor can have a jet.
Amen.
If that janitor is working in that church because Jesus sent him there, he's doing what he's called to do. His income is not based on a janitor's salary. His income is based on the grace of God. He can sow the churches, and the church needs to be paying him unless he's volunteered to do it. But I'm talking about somebody's full-time janitor. He needs to be paid. Needs to be paid well, paid right.
Amen.
But he can take that and sow it all back in the church.
Hallelujah.
I had a woman walk up. That came out of me one day, and just supernaturally, I heard myself say it. Janitor didn't have it yet. And this woman came and said, "What I'd like to know, what does a janitor need with a jet?" Well, I didn't know the answer to that. So I just stopped and turned inward. And the Lord said, "Depends on what he's doing on his weekends." He may be preaching in Europe over the weekend. He got to get back to that church where he can clean it up. On Monday. Amen. That's the way Charles Capps was a farmer. Liked airplanes, flew a lot. What does a farmer need with an airplane? But he's like me, liked to fly. And he's a believer, man of God. And the first thing you know, he's out preaching. And the next thing you know, he's out preaching some more. And the next thing you know, he's out preaching some more and preaching some more. And after a while, he didn't have time to be a farmer. Amen. And he's traveling all over the whole country just preaching the word of God. And he's satisfying his place in life. And he's satisfying that flying itch at the same time. Praise God. Oh, folks, God knows and understands because he made you to have joy. Does God give us things to meet our needs? You've already heard the answer. You'd answer it, because that's a loaded question. He supplies all our needs according to riches and glory. But God, the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, wrote to Timothy and said, he gives us all things richly to enjoy. It's your enjoyment that he has on his heart and on his mind. And those things meet your needs. But your needs were not what impressed him. And people try to impress God with their deep needs. And don't misunderstand, he's not close to that. He loves you. But you get a whole lot further with him. You come in there with a big smile on your face and the joy of the Lord in your heart. And you say, "Lord, I surely would enjoy a little upgrade here. Lord, I surely would enjoy a good old soaking rain." Amen. I enjoy it. "We need rain. We're about to dry up." Well, that's one thing, but you call things the way they are and it'll just stay dry. Get on the word, drought's under the curse. With the devil's been trying to put drought on us down there for several months now. But we got him by the nose. Amen. And our rains are on the way. Glory to God. And you get a whole lot further with the Lord and say, "I just enjoy a good old soaking rain out here. Praise God." They just sit out there on the porch and watch it rain. Hallelujah. Amen. That's joy. Hallelujah. God is able to make, 8th verse, chapter 9, all, how much?
All.
All grace abound toward you, that you always having. That's not based on your job. That's based on his grace. Always having all sufficiency. All sufficiency. What's the purpose of it? Always having. Now that's his will, is for you to always have. Every time, any place that he tells you to do anything, Now, you don't have to have it before he tells you to do it. The fact that he tells you to do it authorizes you to do it. I don't care what it costs. It's already paid for. Heaven has already made the deal for it. Money is just a method of exchange. And like I said, you may be a janitor. You could be... Listen, don't ever frown on a minimum wage job. Hey, come on, kid. Don't do that. No. If God points you to a store someplace and he's got a job for you there, you ain't going to catch me going in there flipping them hamburgers for the minimum wage. How's he ever gonna give you a hamburger store? Because see, you're not stuck with minimum wage. Not when you're a faith man, faith woman. You go in there and I tell you, you put that big old faith grin on your face and you become the best at that job they ever saw, and you begin to pick up things in your spirit and you'll see something and you think there's nothing to it. You just took care of that and you just went on about your business. You didn't say anything to the boss about it. You just took care of that. And next thing you know, the boss is coming around there. Why? Because God will put the boss's eye on you.
Amen.
That's the way it works. Or you may get up on some weekend and praise God, and you've been tithing and sowing your seed and you just get this Well, that's kind of strange. I usually eat over there, but I just seems like I ought to go over to that other place that I. A couple of weeks ago, we ate over there. You know, that food was good. It's a little further drive over there, but I think I'll go over there. You just got hungry for something. And you go over there. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. And you just kind of just went over there. And you just sitting there and you order your meal. And somebody walks by there and said, there's something about you. I noticed when you came in the door. Are you a preacher? No. I'm a Christian man, but no, I'm not a preacher. I just work down there at the Ford dealership. You do. What do you do down there? Well, I work back there in the shop area. I've been there for a while. Well, I mean, is that your future? Is that what you're planning on doing? Well, no, not really. I'm actually an aircraft designer by trade, but I was believing God for a job, and that job came up, and I've enjoyed working down there. Why do you ask? Well, I don't know. There's just something about you. When I came in, I noticed you. Tell me more about this aircraft designing thing you got. God working on something. And he may say, well, you know, nice meeting you and all of that, and he starts to leave and you say, sir, I believe the Lord would have me buy your lunch. Amen. No, ain't you on a minimum wage job down at that Ford dealership? Yeah, but I serve God and he asked me to buy your lunch and I have the money to do that, and I would be disobedient if I didn't do so. Amen. Please, would you allow me to do that? Amen. Well, I guess so. That's kind of strange, but yeah, I'll do that. And you buy this businessman's lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a few days later, you get a call. Yep. Are you so-and-so? Yes. You the one that bought Mr. So-and-so to lunch a few days ago? Yes. Do you have time Friday afternoon after you get off work? Do you have time to come down and see us, talk to us there? Yeah. Where is it? Where should I come? Yeah. Yeah. Some aviation company is looking for a new designer. And they get you in there and they say, have you been working on anything? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I have. What? And you begin to explain it and they say, that's the area where we've been having trouble. We gotta talk. This kind of stuff happens all the time. The largest contributor to Oral Roberts University for a long time. He may still be. I don't know. I'm not aware of anybody that has become a larger contributor. They may have, but I'm not aware. He worked for the Ford Motor Company, and he had designed a locking hub on a four-wheel drive. And he took it in there and showed it to them. They laughed him out of the office. After all, man, he's just a mechanic on the line out there. Man, what does he know? Well, he goes to an Oral Roberts tent meeting. He gets born again. And he gets healed. Mm. Had ulcers really, really bad. Mm. And now he's on disability. Mm. And he had $5 left to the end of the month. And the offering came around and he threw the offering in there and he said, God, this is it. Now I am on you to the end of the month. He threw that offering in there and he got his healing. Mm. Amen. Well, he's on disability. He's not working down there anymore. He's at home vacuuming while his wife is gone. And the Lord said, go up in the attic and get those plans. And take them back over there. He said, Lord, I don't want to do that. They laughed me out of there. He said, yeah, but I wasn't with you the first time you ran. He said, they won't laugh you out this time. He took those plans over there. He's a healed man now. He took the plans over there and they looked at that and they called the engineers in and they looked at that. They said, this is what we've been looking for. This is it right here. Ford was having trouble designing an automatic locking hub on a four-wheel drive, and General Motors was just eating them up. And they couldn't make it work. And they made that work, and every four-wheel drive truck that come off the Ford line, he had a royalty out. Made him a rich man. Can you see that? That's available to anybody. It's the world says you can't have it. God's in him. All his promises are yes. And amen.
Jeff and Jane Gibbons were looking forward to a new, relaxed season as both had retired from lifelong careers. Jane wanted to spend more time in the Word, and Jeff was ready to tackle some chores.
I was cleaning out gutters that didn't need to be cleaned out, just kind of killing time, and the ladder kicked out, and then everything was kind of in slow motion. But the one thing I do remember was when I hit the ground and I felt my foot explode.
When he had his accident, I began immediately praying and believing that he was going to be fine and everything normal.
That was the catalyst that I ended up flat on my back for about 3 months, and can only watch the Food Channel so often, so you're surfing through and I come across Kenneth and Gloria and listened to about 2 episodes of it, and I was hooked, and Jane and I started watching it together, and we've been watching it every morning since.
3 years before I retired, I used to sit in the bed and have a cup of coffee and listen to different people like Gloria and Ken and Creflo Dollar. And I thought, oh, how wonderful this will be just to sit here and listen to them and not have to get up and get ready for work and rush in, you know.
I had time to read the Bible. I had time to research all the stuff, you know, because Ken and them, they always say, you know, don't believe me. Read it yourself, you know, and I would read it and think about it and meditate on it. And if this hadn't happened, I probably wouldn't have taken that time.
I think most of our days we have one focus, and that's listening to Jesus, to our spirit. To our spirit, and what do you want us to do today? We're doing it together. But that's what's changed in our marriage the most, is the focus of our days.
So that's when we decided to become the partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and it's growing just in us in that amount, you know, in a short couple of years. We're very attached to ministry and we'll stay attached to the ministry.
Jeff and Jane are purposeful in their giving, and in their retirement, they continue to prosper financially. They have been blessed with the home of their dreams. They are both healed and strong and enjoy time with their family and many opportunities to serve and minister.
So we spend a lot of time taking care of them and manage a food pantry, have a service dog we take to a nursing home, and my wife teaches a Sunday school adult class. And that's pretty much, we've got time to do the Lord's work and family stuff now that we didn't have when we were in the corporate world. I mean, punching a clock, the Lord gave me a good career and took care of us financially, and now we're able to give that all back. We have no financial worries at all. And like I say, where the money's coming from, I don't even ask. It just ends up in the checkbook, and thank you very much. And we give, and it, and the balance just grows.
It's like heaven on earth. Do we have bad times? Yeah, of course we do. But they last about that long, and to be able to go to the Lord and have Him listen, have Him speak to you, it's wonderful.
And the grandkids, two of them, we pick them up on Sundays and bring them to Sunday school at the church because they have such a good Sunday school class.
We sing Bible songs all the way to church and all the way from church, and it's wonderful. It's something that I've always dreamed about, and it's happening. It's coming true, and it's wonderful.
They open my eyes. Kenneth Copeland, Gloria. I listened to them. They told me what I needed to read, you know, so I've learned that it's the Lord, but they were the catalyst, and I thank them.
Jesus is your good shepherd. He leads you into good, better, and best. This new year, take a step of faith into the abundant life with the True Prosperity Package. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's teaching series, True Prosperity, shares biblical financial principles to move you out of lack and into true prosperity. Prosperity is more than just finances. It includes healing, protection, favor, wisdom, and total well-being. Discover how to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd who leads you into the best and beyond all you can ask or think in Jeremy Pearson's teaching series, Take Heart, Courage to Answer the Call. Move from where you are to where God wants you to be. Be strong and courageous, and live the adventurous life of faith God has for you. You were created for greatness. Step into your calling and live a life of true prosperity. Order True Prosperity, the CD teaching by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for just $17 and enjoy a savings of over 50%. You'll also receive the book Blessed to Be a Blessing by Kenneth Copeland free with your purchase. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Build a foundation on the Word of God that will give you wisdom to live in true prosperity. Order yours today.
Well, you know, I think we're all hungry for the Word of God. And we're all hungry for God, really. And just when you are hungry, you do whatever it takes. It doesn't matter what the condition is.
Oh, I can tell already, this is going to be one of them kind of nights, ain't I? I do love it, every moment of it. I love the Word of God.
You have the capacity to hear and receive and understand anything God can say. You're born of Him. You're one spirit with Him. You're bone of His bone and you're flesh of His flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
It's such an environment of faith when you walk in. I mean, you sit in the meetings and it builds you up just by being there and being around other believers.
You come here and it's like a recharging atmosphere where you're recharged, refreshed.
You don't leave the same way you came in.
I'm saying, church, be proactive with the Word of God. Go after the things that you believe you receive. Believe you receive it when you pray. Take it when you pray. That's the way faith works. Don't say words that work against you. Say words from the Bible that work for you.
You walk into the anointing, it's here, and you partake of it immediately.
I'd rather be here than New York or Hawaii. This is just such a high priority. It's just what we love.
Jesus, the man of love, will heal anything that hurts on anybody that hurts, anywhere, anytime anybody will receive it from Him.
And we're going to live supernaturally in the Word of God and take it and believe it. See, church, that's what we are. We're believers. We're helpers. We're prayers. We're interveners. We can stop things from happening when we see it happening around us with the name of Jesus and the Word of God. Glory to God.
That's what we do. We resist sin because He bore our sin.
Yes, sir.
We resist sickness because He bore our sickness. We rebuke and we resist grief because He bore our grief. We rebuke sorrow because He bore our sorrow in the name of Jesus.
Begin to do what you could not do. You are healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet now in Jesus' name. Glory be to God.
I felt all my energy return to my body.
Now I can see without glasses.
I was healed. Amen. Completely.
There's something about being here under that anointing that's different than when you just watching it.
It is absolutely life transforming.
And just rest in it. Let me have time with you. Let me have days, not seconds, saith the Lord.
Come join us next year. Hear Faith in the Word daily. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory at kcm.org. Be sure to download your free copy of the study notes at kcm.org/notes and receive all the scriptures, prayers, and key teaching points from each broadcast.